The History of the Damnable Life and Deserved Death of Dr. John Faustus. Read by Robert Crichton. Chapter 8. The manner how Faustus proceeded in his damnable life, and of the diligent service that Mephistopheles used towards him. Dr. Faustus, having given his soul to the devil, renouncing all the powers of heaven, confirming this lamentable action with his own blood, and having already delivered his writing now into the devil's hand, the which so puffed up his heart that he forgot the mind of a man and thought himself to be a spirit. This Faustus dwelt at his uncle's house at Wittenberg, who died and bequeathed it in his testament to his cousin Faustus. Faustus kept a boy with him that was his scholar and unhappy wag called Christopher Wagner, to whom this sport and life that he saw his master follow seemed pleasant. Faustus loved the boy well, keeping to make him as good or better seen in his devilish exercises than himself, and he was fellow with Mephistopheles. Otherwise, Faustus had no company in his house but himself, his boy, and his spirit, that ever was diligent at Faustus' command, going about the house clothed like a friar, with a little bell in his hand, seen of none but Faustus. For his victuals and other necessaries, Mephistopheles brought him at his pleasure from the Duke of Saxony, the Duke of Bavaria, and the Bishop of Salzburg. For they had many times their best wine stolen out of their cellars by Mephistopheles. Likewise, their provision for their own table, such meat as Faustus wished for, his spirit brought him in. Besides that, Faustus himself was become so cunning that when he opened his window, what fowl soever he wished for, it came presently flying into the house, were it never so dainty. Moreover, Faustus and his boy went in sumptuous apparel, the which Mephistopheles stole from the mercers of Nuremberg, Augsburg, Frankfurt, and Leipzig, for it was hard for them to find a lock to keep out such a thief. All their maintenance was but stolen and borrowed ware, and thus they lived an odious life in the sight of God, though as yet the world were unacquainted with their wickedness. It must be so, for their fruits be none other. As Christ saith in John, where he calls the devil a thief and a murderer, and that found Faustus, for he stole him away, both body and soul. You've been listening to The History of the Damnable Life and Deserved Death of Dr. John Faustus, read by Robert Crichton. There is more from Faustus on our Patreon, where there are exclusive exploring sessions where we take a deep dive into the text and early access to other chapters of the book. There's also extensive work available on the play adaptation by Christopher Marlowe and other hands. Links are available in the show description.